Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Brown Sugar Hour, episode 18.
Woo woo!
It is my turn to take over. If you don't know who I am, ask somebody.
She said you need to know who I am.
It is Ali. It is my week this week. My topic, my turn to take lead on the conversations. My turn to have guests come on and play a little never have I ever.
Who knows me better?
Hello, who knows me better? I'm thinking back to our first couple episodes. But anyway, so we'll reintroduce ourselves. You know us. You love us. I'm Ali'i.
I'm Alyssa.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Sarah.
Yes, and we are the Growth Girls. Hello, once again. Thank you for joining us. Okay, so let's just get started. This week's topic... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Sarah.
Get into it.
Let's get into it. Yeah, get into it.
Run the intro music.
This week. Well, actually, let's throw it back. Last week, when thinking about what I wanted to do for my topic, I was thinking way too hard. And I was like, I want something exciting, something fun. And then I realized I haven't been very exciting lately because I've just been doing school and all those grown things. And so when I was thinking about that, I realized, like, I'm not very spontaneous. I haven't been doing anything new or anything fun. So I challenged myself and the rest of the girls to do something new and fun. One thing or a couple things and... Yeah, do that throughout the week and then come back to this episode and share what we did, share how it went and all that fun stuff. And so we're just going to go around, not in any particular order, share anything random that we did. Who wants to start?
Can I preface this and say I didn't do anything extravagant
at all? I mean, I didn't do anything like crazy.
Me either.
Like, I didn't go bungee jumping or nothing, but
okay.
Just something. Yeah.
Okay.
And because I did a lot more, a lot of little things rather than like a few big things.
Okay, same. Okay, yeah. Same. Yeah, I did a lot of... Oh my gosh, wait, I forgot that we had to do this. Or Ali'i told us to try something new. So I was like, okay, wherever I'm going, I need to try something new. So the first thing, obviously, I guess I'll start. The first thing was boba. I tried a new boba flavor. Ooh. I usually go for the milk tea, but I went for just one of the iced teas. And I tried winter melon. And here's my order, everybody. I wrote it down. I did a large winter melon iced tea with the big tapioca and half sugar and regular ice. It was pretty good. I liked it. I think I could have gone for 25% sugar, but I mean, I really liked it.
I've gotten winter melon before, but only in the milk tea version.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Me too. I've had like one of those little tiny taster winter melons. You know how they like when you go to the store, they're like, oh, try our tea. And one of them happens to be the winter melon flavor.
I'm very skeptical when it comes to different teas because I don't like my teas tasting like a flower.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean.
A
like
soap.
An essential oil.
Yes.
Alyssa, I think I was with you when we went to that one boba shop.
In Phoenix?
Oh. In Phoenix. Or was it Sarah?
You're with me. And I was with you, right?
It was a random...
Girl was yelling.
I thought it was with, what's her neighbor Sarah as well.
I honestly don't remember who we were with.
If it was that the one with the girl that was yelling our orders, then yes.
But I don't remember. But Brandy ordered some weird drink and it came back and there was like flowers and some boba and jelly and it was a lot.
Yeah, no, that... Okay, so I'm thinking about this other time. That boba was gross. I still drink it.
Because you paid for it. Anyone would.
It was interesting. It was gross. But the other time, I think it was when we're... Alyssa, when we went to pick up your laptop and we got boba. Yeah, literally, I was eating flowers. Like a bouquet of flowers.
I tasted it. I was like, okay, thanks.
Next. It was such a waste. I don't even think I finished that boba, which is shocking because I usually finish even if it's like shitty and stuff, but ugh.
Our podcast is turning to a boba podcast.
I mean, brown sugar.
I'm picking it up by now. Boba. And brown sugar is my new favorite.
Really?
Brown sugar milk tea. Yeah.
Oh, I love brown sugar milk tea.
It's too sweet for me.
I usually get less sugar to make it, like, not as sweet, but...
Damn.
Sorry, wait. Pause. Is that the back of your mic or the front of the mic, Ali?
I don't know. I kind of just, like, prop it up.
But you can do from both sides, yeah?
Try speaking that side. See you.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have backwards. To do it from that side, Ali-ers.
I had no idea there was a side. Okay,
good episode enough. Episode 18 and we're beginners.
Episode 18 and I'm learning that my mic has been backwards.
It's great. Okay. You can still hear yourself.
I'm learning a new thing.
Listen, trying new things. You turned your mic around.
Yes, I wanted to try it backwards. And now we're
going to
revert
back. There's the one thing.
So lesson, sometimes new things will result in positive results and sometimes not, but then you know we learn and we grow and we live.
Absolutely.
Period. Okay, mine again, not crazy. The first thing I did, actually the next day after I proposed to everyone that we should do like something new, I went to Starbucks and I was dying to try the kiwi refresher. If anyone's seen it.
Yes.
Okay,
I've tried it. I don't think I would it.
I thought it looked really pretty, and so I was intrigued to try it. And plus, like, I know that isn't there, like, a hibiscus one or something like that? That one I've never tried because I'm afraid to try a flower.
Very, very hibiscus.
It's very, very hibiscus. That one's really popular.
Is it? Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to try that one next. But I like kiwis, so I decided to try it. And then I was afraid of it being too sweet or sour, so I got it with coconut milk, like people do with, like, the pink drink and stuff. I didn't like it.
That sounds so weird. Well,
I don't think it was the coconut milk that did it, but I think it was how sour the kiwi was. Because, it was a lot. You tried it, Brandy?
Yeah, well, I tried it only because kiwi and Harry Styles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I must just spit out my drink.
That's literally the only reason why I tried it. And it's kiwi star fruit. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the star fruit that also makes it taste like gross. Yeah.
That makes sense now.
Okay, I didn't know that. Now that makes sense. I think I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I just got real star fruit today.
Oh, I'm not a really big fan of star fruit.
I like the fruit, like the real fruit. But that drink, I didn't care for it. I also tried, I don't get like food from there often, but I've tried like a couple of their pastries and sandwiches and stuff, but I tried their breakfast burrito.
They have a breakfast burrito? Yes,
I didn't know that.
At Starbucks?
Mm-hmm. But Pohai said she gets it, and she recommended it, and I got it, and it's so good.
Oh,
I'm yelling into the mic. It's so good. It's nothing crazy, and it's pretty, like, plain, which is good for me. Like, I don't like no vegetables. I don't want no bell peppers in my burrito. It's just straight up
in my dresser.
Sorry. That's what I was referencing. But it's just sausage, bacon, egg, cheese, and potato. But when they toast it, the tortilla was so crispy, and it was marvelous. It was a wonderful experience.
It sounds very interesting.
Doing that again.
It was better than your drink.
Yes.
That's all that matters. One thing had to be good.
Yeah. Yes.
So that was one of my things.
Going off of the trying new things, food and beverage, I have been, okay, so preference this, I am on a little staycation in Palm Springs. So for me to try new things, it's been interesting. So I've been trying to like do something differently or like, I don't know, but I'm a big fan of sparkling water and seltzers, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. So while I've been on this staycation, I have been trying new seltzers.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's
right. So I tried the Bud Light seltzers, hard seltzers. They're actually not bad. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of surprising because I thought I wasn't going to like the taste of them because, you know, Bud Light tastes like piss. So I was like, if it's made by Bud Light, it can't taste that good.
And so they're... So there's beer in it or no?
No. It's just a seltzer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, just the same name.
It's just the brand.
Have you tried the Corona one?
Oh, that's the next one.
I can't find them anywhere.
I currently have Coronas in my fridge.
Oh,
Let's taste one live.
Oh my gosh, okay. Please get one.
I'm going to grab one.
So she went in, she's going to go and grab one. I'm going to share a little story about the corona. I don't...
Coronavirus!
I guess it's the flavor that I tried, but I don't think I liked the Corona seltzer for some reason.
Oh.
I think for it tasted like Corona to me with some flavor, which was weird because there's no added fruit juice in there. Uh-huh. There's no Corona technically in there, but it tasted like Corona to me. So I have no idea. Maybe it was a flavor, but I didn't like it.
I think I was most excited to try that one over others because I saw that they had like a passion fruit one and like a guava one. And so I was like, oh my gosh.
Which one are you talking about? The Kona?
Corona.
Corona.
Oh, Corona Refreshers.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Are those different?
Yes. So this is a Corona hard seltzer, which is different from the Refreshers. Oh. But before I crack open this Corona, I also bought a box of the Kona hard seltzers. And those are really freaking good. They have a pog flavor and they have a tropical fruit flavor and they have a star fruit lime flavor.
Why have I never seen these before?
I have never seen them either. And my friend Sydney and my brother were like, they're so good. And I'm about it.
I really liked the Maui Brewery Pog Seltzer. Really good.
I want to try that.
Yeah, I need to try
these.
They're
in small cans. I found them at like Times.
Safeway, I think.
I feel like too, the Kona Pog, it wasn't like that good. It kind of just reminded me of beer.
Oh. Mm.
Okay, here we go. We're going to do a little ASMR for the podcast, if I can open it.
Ooh, that was crisp. I love it.
This is a Corona hard seltzer and cherry.
Ew.
I didn't like that. I like ASMR, so that was gross. How is
like
it?
I think that's the flavor I have.
She's gulping.
I can hear her swallowing still.
Does it taste like Corona?
I don't even know if this tastes like cherry. No.
Oh.
Maybe
it was just my head, because it tasted the Corona when I tried it.
So if it doesn't taste like what it is it just the brand trying to keep up with, like, the current, like, trend?
Definitely. Yes.
It's literally sparkling water with flavor. Oh. And this Corona has zero fruit juice.
Fruit juice, right? Oh.
Zero fruit juice.
Where is it coming from? Like, what is the flavor coming from?
The carbonation is strong in these ones, though. Like, my tongue is still kind of tingling. I don't know what it tastes like, because I don't think it really tastes like cherries, but I don't think it tastes bad.
I think that's one I had, but I didn't like it. We're doing a full-on review right now.
I know, but this is fun.
I should have shotgunned it for the podcast. Just kidding. Absolutely not. Maybe another time. Maybe it's like they just put the name... Maybe all
and
of the hard seltzers.
You yourself that it tastes like
It tastes like its flavor.
Oh my god. Boom.
Like, what if they're all like the same flavor compounds, but the labels are different? So then you think that it's a certain flavor.
Period.
Conspiracy theory. Let's do that next podcast episode. No, I'm joking.
What about you, Ron? What did you try?
Nothing like crazy at all. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the total opposite of like fun, I guess. Like, I'm turning into a grandma. I picked up crocheting.
That's so cool.
I love that
though.
For you though.
Yeah. I love that. Are you gonna make scarves, hats?
I want to make the Mr.
Harry
Styles.
You
know, Harry Styles. He influences my life a lot, so I want to make the cardigan.
Oh my god!
I've seen that. You should.
It's so hard. Like, I can't even get a square yet, so still trying to figure that out.
Practice makes perfect.
Just make a small cardigan first for your niece, and then...
Oh.
Yeah.
Or your dog.
Or your dog.
It's very hard. So I have a coaster right now, and that's all I've gotten.
I kind of knew that you would come with something different, which I was excited for.
I was like, it's going to be in the, like, realm of crafting, right? But then...
Yeah.
Brand, didn't you do a haul? And you're like, this is some yarn I got. And I was like...
I know. Yeah. And I realized I showed it to you.
Yeah.
I put it in the haul and I was like, dang, they're going to know I'm crocheting after I sent it. I was like, damn.
I didn't know.
I didn't completely put it together because, like, you're constantly buying, like, fun, crafty stuff.
Random stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
That yeah.
So I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, she's just going to do some sort of craft source for her mom or something.
Yeah,
that's the thing, too. My mom is not working because of COVID. She was actually in the beginning. So she's actually not working and she's like very like crafty and stuff. So we just been like trying to find new crafts to do with each other, like during the day when like either if I'm not working or studying, then we'll like crochet or sew, because we're very into sewing as well. But yeah, super random.
I also basically showed you guys what I was doing that was new too, just like how Brandy was saying, but I don't think you guys knew it. I played it off really well, but it was me trying a new hairstyle. And if you look at my last Instagram post, it's me with the bandana and basically trying that whole new hairstyle. I had a bandana. I had a couple bandanas for a while, but I never used it.
I'm only laughing because I was like, I feel like Alyssa has worn a bandana before. Like, I'm trying to think back to where you've worn a bandana before.
No.
But you literally haven't.
Yeah, not fast.
You have, really. Have you worn headbands?
Yeah, when I was okay. A child.
Oh, well, then never mind.
A child. No. Yes.
She just like shamelessly plugged her Instagram too, like, go look at my Instagram, double tap her,
look at my latest post.
But yeah, so it was that. I had a hard time.
It is super cute though.
It was so cute.
I know, my mom was like, I don't like the way, she got mad she didn't like my picture on Instagram because she's like, that's not the picture I picked.
What one did she pick? Was it a different one?
She picked, yeah, I think I was kind of smiling. No, she didn't take it.
Your brother?
Nope.
Self timer, baby.
Oh. I was like, who's left?
Yeah. My tripod. So yeah, that was one other thing that I did that was new. New hairstyle. Now it I feel was cute. A little bit more confident in it.
I was trying something very new for me. I probably should have started doing it a couple years ago, but I tried to wake up earlier than I needed to.
Like, I was gonna say vegetables.
I was gonna say vegetables too.
Oh no, honey, we're not there yet.
That's this would have been the perfect week.
Episode 38. Usually I'll wake up like an hour to a half an hour before I need to, like before something important, if I have to do something or go somewhere. And so I've been trying to wake up every morning at about 7:30.
7:30 in the morning?
Yes.
Alyssa, that's really early.
I know, it was really painful. I did it for the last week. And in addition to that, usually the first thing I do once I open my eyes is check my phone.
Check your phone.
Yes. So I've been getting up, you know, doing what I got to do, use the bathroom, brush my teeth, whatever. And then just like sitting on a single chair in my living room and just like taking in the day.
Wow. I love that for you.
That's good.
I mean, it's getting been helpful early. Because I've been having so many things to do and like so stressed. So it's been very nice. I don't know how long I'll keep it up. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Don't your parents wake up that early too, right?
Oh my gosh, they walk at like 5:45 in the morning.
Oh, so then spend like your morning with your parents if you had wanted to.
Yeah,
I'm sure you did though.
My dad will go to work by like 6:30. So he doesn't always walk, but regardless, he's like gone early. And then my mom will either like go to the store once they open, or she like reads her book in the yard. So we kind of just like have our own little moments.
I love that.
But
alone times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all my siblings are still sleeping and I can
you should
not
make like
have
a
to talk to them yet.
You should make like a cup of tea or like a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can just sit there. Mm-hmm.
A quick breakfast.
I've been having a toast with lilikoi butter.
I love
lilikoi butter. That's my new fave. Do you feel more productive? I know you can be physically productive, but do you feel productive? Like,
Because you wake up earlier?
Yeah.
So what's good, because Monday and Tuesdays are my busiest days, I don't necessarily have to do homework on those days because Wednesday and Thursday I'm free until my class is at 4:30. So by waking up like that early, I'm starting my homework by like 9 in the morning and doing like 5 assignments by like 1 o'clock and having a couple hours before my class starts to hang out.
Mm.
Yeah. And so then I've been able to do like my week's worth of assignments in 2 or 3 days and then having the weekend free.
That's super good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super productive.
So I think if I would wake up later, then I would start my homework later, probably not get as much done, and it would just be
rushing
a ripple effect
over the weekend. Yeah, that's the goal, to have your homework done before the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Especially because I come like to Tomonui's house, I especially want to get it done so I don't have to even like think about school and I can just leave all my stuff there. So it's been nice.
Sounds nice. Sounds productive. I did nothing crazy, but what I did do is that I drove a vintage Mercedes this week.
Oh, nothing crazy, though.
No, it's like my crazy. It's like my uncle's like really old Mercedes that he has in his garage, and like I had to help my cousin move a couple cars around, and like one of the cars I got to move was like this really like old Mercedes, and like the key was like there was like nothing was electric in the car, and all of the seats are leather, and like nothing was like super crazy. It was like so old school, and like even like the way this the car started felt different. And you know how sometimes, like, newer cars, you can barely press on the gas and you'll go, like, 5 miles per hour? Mm-hmm. You really got to put your foot down in these, like, old school cars to go fast. And, like, I was trying to turn and I was like, oh, my God, this is hard. But, yeah, so nothing crazy. Just drove a...
That's dope.
It is the cutest little, like, white old Mercedes with tan leather seats. Mm-hmm. It doesn't... You can't go very far because, you know, there's, like... with, like, old cars, like, there's some issues and that... Mm-hmm. So I didn't drive it far at all, but like it was just like kind of cool to like be in like
take it around the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Just like it felt like dang. As much as I want, like I'm really bad like these digital tech brand new kinds of cars. Like being in like a vintage car like that was super tight.
Was it automatic or?
It was automatic.
Oh, okay.
But it was like kind of confusing, even though it was automatic. Like the Prindle, it was weird.
Oh my god, the Prindle.
Like the Prindle was weird for me.
What did you put on, the M or the FUM?
Stupid. Oh my gosh.
They laughed, everyone. I'm funny.
I was supposed to try a new restaurant in town, on Baratania. It's called Jolene's Market. So I didn't get to try it, but I think I'm going to try it on Tuesday.
The attention yes. was there.
So I'm still going to try it. And I was excited. I was disappointed that it didn't happen, but I'll go.
My life has been a little tad bit crazy right now. But something that is new, that shouldn't be new, is I'm trying to walk every day.
That's good.
I've definitely got, like, that quarantine 15, you know?
One step at a time.
Like, I didn't...
One step at a time. Don't need to rush.
It's like learning to fly.
Falling in love.
I was like, are we going to finish the song?
You know how, like, some people either lose a lot of weight during quarantine or gain weight? Yeah, I was the gain weight. I got that quarantine 15, you know? So I'm trying to be... more active, and I have to be more active now because all my dogs have to stay inside the house, so they don't get their exercise when they don't have to get to play outside. I have to walk them one by one, and like we walk for like pretty far, so like collectively it's at least a mile every day, like half an hour every day of walking. So I'm trying to get moving, get some exercise in, because I feel I don't know, like, that's just something I want to work on for myself. So it's something new.
That's awesome. I'm going to get you a Fitbit.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been looking into it.
Apple Watch.
Fitbit. Yeah, or my Apple Watch.
So we can walkie-talkie each other.
Okay.
And then we can share each other's
activity. They just came out with the new ones.
She said, I'm working on my Fitbit.
He's my witness. Why is there a lot of songs?
I'm telling you, we're good at song association.
This has to be an Ali'i episode. This has to be an Ali'i episode because all of us keep singing.
Referencing songs.
I know.
But okay, so I also asked the girls to take a little quiz. It was just a really quick one. Nothing wild. It was a quiz to tell you or kind of test how spontaneous you are or if you're even spontaneous. And so it was kind of a long quiz. And so like a couple of the questions, one of them was your best friend calls you and says she just got asked out on Friday night. What do you say? So
listen, I'm gonna do all three. Sorry.
You know, so the first answer was grill her about the guy to make sure he is okay to be zated. Yeah. The next was find out where they're going and randomly show up there, like a little Raven Baxter vibe. And then the last one was, I'm more excited than she is. I put the last, even though I'd probably also do the first. Yeah. That was one of them.
I'm gonna be the Raven Baxter kind of vibe.
Listen. Yeah.
All of the like options weren't really, I don't know. It just like all of them seemed so weird, but the Raven Baxter one was just funny. So that's the one I chose.
Yeah, I picked number two.
There were three answers each you could pick from each question, and I wanted to do all three of them. Mm-hmm. All each question.
That's true. I think some of them could have been formatted a little better. I thought some of them were kind of weird, like which movie would you prefer? Because I didn't know that measured like being spontaneous.
I chose The Lord of the Rings.
I knew you would.
Because that's my movie. I mean, it's not my favorite movie, but it's one of the movies.
Wait, what were the other options?
Wizards of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings. And then it was like, I would watch both. Or the last one was like, I wouldn't dare watching them. Or something like that.
I was like, where's Harry Potter? But the one I liked that I wasn't sure of was, have you ever left on vacation with less than 24 hours notice? Well, I wasn't sure what everyone else's answers were. Mine was yes, but it was only to Maui and then another time to Kauai.
Mine have also been yes, but
I said yes too.
But I think mine could also count it as like when we would leave on road trips and decide. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
that's
what I was thinking. You know?
That's how I thought of the question.
So the result of mine, it called me imaginative.
Ooh.
Okay, Alyssa got the same. So it said you live in a world of your own imagination. Some people might think you're flighty, but you know when to come back down to earth. Usually, though, you just find other worlds more interesting, whether it's a book, a movie, or just your own imagination.
I don't think that applies to you that much.
I also don't think so either. What were your guys' answers? I wasn't sure, like, how many possible. I thought it was just going to be, you're, like, this much spontaneous. Like, you're this percentage or something like that.
No, so for mine, hold on, sorry, let me pull it back up. I got surprising.
Oh, me too.
Oh, God, perfect. It says, you don't believe in doing something the same way twice. You would much rather try something new, take a risk, and have some fun than stick to the conventional ways. Your friends never know what to expect from you, but that makes you a blast to be around.
I think that's like somewhat true.
I feel like for me as well. I feel like it's somewhat true, but like at the same time, it's like I'm surprisingly spontaneous, which is like I get. But at the same time, I'm like, I love my planner and I love calendars and I love schedules.
Yeah. I like routines.
Yeah. So I think it's just like with like certain things, I guess I could be surprisingly spontaneous with.
Oh, I think like for experiences and like wanting to do experiences, we're like spontaneous in.
Yeah.
But like if it has something to do with like big life decisions, like school, a job, like your love, I don't know. Like, that's something that we kind of think a little bit more about.
Yeah.
But, like, for the most part, we think, like, we're, like, pretty spontaneous.
We're, like, pretty unpredictable, I guess.
That's why I liked some of the answers that gave the option of, like, it depends on the situation. Because some of those are just, like, the best fitting answer for me. Because I'm, like Sarah said, like, I love planning and looking at, like, possible consequences or, like, just any repercussions, but I also like to have fun, and I would like when we would go on like random Sedona trips or Phoenix road trips and stuff like that.
I second that.
Yeah, I feel imaginative works for me or fits me in a little bit. I don't get the some people might think you're flighty.
Yeah, neither did I. I was just I go on flights.
is that like your flight or fight?
I think that's like you're iffy, you're very in and out in situations. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they meant.
What I want to kind of get into it, was like, was there ever a time that any of us tried something new and it ended up turning out really good or really bad? For me, one of the things I regretted trying, which I mean, I guess it did help in some ways of improving some skills of mine, but I just all around didn't like that call center that I worked at when I was at NAU.
I forgot about that.
Totally brand new, like not like anything I've done before, but I needed money and it was just like, it seemed like something I knew I was going to be able to get the job, but I didn't know if I'd like it or not. And I did not. I think the talking to people wasn't bad. It was just what I had to ask them for that made the conversation so like unbearable and awkward. Yeah. So for context, what I had to do at the call center was call like alumni, students, parents of the university and ask them to donate to scholarships. So it would get really aggressive sometimes and I would get yelled at by people on the phone, but also at our bosses to be persistent. And so that was just not a fun experience. And I think I made it through the first semester, but didn't go back the second semester. And I was extremely relieved.
Something that was like pretty spontaneous, I think, is when Alyssa, Brandy and I decided to move in with each other.
Oh, that's a good super one. Spontaneous.
Yeah,
super
because new. Alyssa literally texted Brandy, was like, hey, I need a place to live. And then like 2 days later, we signed a lease to an apartment.
Yeah. I was very, not persistent, but I was just like, I heard you guys are having a place, are needing to find a place to live. Me too. Let's find something. You were like, yeah, yeah, of course. But you didn't have anything planned and you weren't really thinking of me. And then I think I texted again. And it was at a point where we needed to sign something or else things were just, our price would just be to the roof. It worked out.
Yeah, we literally signed a lease like a couple days later.
Speaking of roommates, I kind of did the same with freshman year. Because you would think that because I went up to NAU with a couple of friends and like a ton of people from my high school that I would have chosen to room with one of them just to be more comfortable. But I ended up finding my roommate on a NAU class of 2020 Facebook group where we like wrote about ourselves and people would message each other and be like, hey, like, I think we'd get along, like, let's be roommates. And so like I did that, found my roommate, shout out to Sam, everybody knows and loves her.
Oh, hi Sam.
Hey Sam.
That was a really good experience. Like, I'm super glad I met her, became friends with her and everything. And so definitely a positive time that I tried something new and it worked out beautifully.
That's a good question, though, Ali, that you said, because it's super, it's a big question that I think at the top of my head, I don't think I can name anything.
I guess something that is new, that's kind of an ongoing process, is me trying to go to law school.
Yeah, that's what I was
like,
thinking.
Who would have thought that, one, go back to school, two, it'd be law school? Like, that's crazy. So I've been having to, like, get out of my comfort zone and, like, actually contact some people from schools and like admissions boards from different places, and then I've also signed up for lots of different workshops, so I basically have workshops every week with random schools. Like, I don't even know if I'm gonna go there or not. I guess it's just new because like I've never put in this much effort into school in like a really long time. Like my undergrad, like I was kind of just cruising and like,
yeah,
you know.
I feel really spoiled by my undergrad.
Yeah. Like, it was very go with the flow kind of a vibe.
I mean, I don't know about Lisa and Sarah, but me and Andy felt very go with the flow.
Yeah, so it's definitely, like, put me out of my comfort zone. And, like, I mean, it's still ongoing, so who knows if I'm going to, like, decide tomorrow that I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to round up the troops. And we're gonna get into our Who Knows Me Better. And they've been trying to peek onto my phone to see the questions and the answers, but I haven't let that happen. So
I'm excited
to see where this goes.
I think Grub Girls are about to take it all, to
I
be
think
honest with you.
Both sides stand a really good chance.
I agree, they're very strong competitors.
The Grub Girls are more observant. Okay, but yeah, so we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back.
Hi.
Back again.
Welcome.
So we are going to get into the Who Knows Me Better. Last week we had Sarah's brother here, Zachary. And this week I have three guests because they couldn't decide who was going to be my one.
They said 3v3.
Okay, fair chance.
You know what? I'm just going to let them quickly introduce themselves.
My name's Pohai. I am her sister-in-law.
What was
the second thing? Oh, to win.
Yeah, right.
She's excited to win and sounds like a robot. Okay, great. Next.
My name is Tamanui. Relation is boyfriend. And I'm excited for the questions. I'm interested.
Relationship.
You're clearly very nervous.
Relationship is in one.
I'm Kolono. I'm her brother. and I'm excited for people to hear me talk.
Lower than usual. Okay.
I was about to say, do you really sound lower like that? Than
usual. I'm nervous.
All right.
I'm nervous.
So how this is going to work is I will read off the question. I'll let both teams come up with their answer. Tell me their answer, and then I'll reveal the correct one. So we're just going to jump right into it. Our first question. Name three, any three, of my pet peeves.
We'll let the guests go first.
The first one, that's a big one, is when people talk while you're talking or like telling a story. That's a big one.
Accurate.
The other one is fake people like that are overly confident and try to act like they're something that they're not when you already know how they actually act. The other one, slow walkers.
All the first three are acceptable answers.
Okay, our first one is being rude. Our second one is like, you know when you like are walking into a door and that person doesn't hold the door open and they like slam the door and then you have to like shimmy through? And then our first one is chewing with, like when someone is chewing like obnoxiously and with their mouth open.
All acceptable answers, especially the door one. I can't stand it. Okay, great.
What were the ones we were thinking?
Yeah. What were some other ones?
I also had in my head when people ask me to repeat things too many times. Tamanui knows this all too well. also.
Oh my gosh.
When people use the wrong "you're
there." You're there.
Oh. Dang it. I knew that one.
I always think of you when I spell those words. Yeah, or
me too.
Like grammar stuff drives me nuts.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, great. Both sides got points. The next one is to name as many words as you can that I don't like, and you'll get a point for each word that you come up with. Tamanui, you have an existing list?
No, I'm just looking at something.
That's cheating.
If you guys are ready, then go ahead, and it's 1 point for each word.
So I know there's five, but we could name four. So we have swab, moist, galore, skewer.
Okay, so I have galore, skewer, moist, smear, swab, pus, minus well. Minus well.
Okay, I have one. I have another one.
Minus well is a phrase, so I'm not counting that. Because the other words I don't like the sound of. That one just bothers me when someone uses it incorrectly. So all of you were correct. And yes, the one that was missing was smear or schmear.
Schmear.
As the schmear. Word replacing cream cheese. Darn yeah.
I knew that. Schmear. But also, they looked on their phone. So what is that? Subtract 2 points.
Still, we ain't cheating out here.
Exactly. That's like Googling. Like, she's going to, I know for a fact how Lee's going to throw in a Harry Potter question, and then y'all are going to be like Googling Harry Potter shit.
There's no Googling stuff.
So like, looking in your notes is not the same thing?
It's the same thing.
Okay, things are getting really heated here, so we're going to move on. next question. What Hawaiian print clothing brand do I own the most items from? All right, I'm going to let this team over here give their answer first. Kaulana.
Our guess is Manuhealii.
Okay, fair answer. Grove Girls.
We're going to go with Manaola.
Now, I listed three brands that I have the highest number from. So one of them was Sig Zane. I have four dresses. That's not the most. The next was Manuhealii with 17 items. Manaola took the cake with 23 items.
Yes.
Ooh, that one was fun. Next one. Name. Now, this one is a set list, and I've said it multiple times to both sides. Name my three top favorite singers that I've listed often, not including bands. I know I've said it multiple times, but I feel like some people might be second guessing.
One, in no particular order, Bruno Mars.
Lauryn Hill.
And Stevie Wonder.
Okay, now this side.
Bruno Mars.
We also chose Stevie Wonder.
And Chris Brown.
Now this is 1 point for getting all three. And that point goes to the Grove Girls. I like Chris Brown, but he is not on my top three list. What is my favorite boba place, but that doesn't mean it's the one I've visited the most?
I think it's coffee or tea.
Okay.
We're not copying you, I promise. We're going to go with coffee and or tea.
Okay. That is a point to
both. Or tea.
It is coffee or tea. Yes, and that's the place with the jug of milk tea. Without looking at your phone, what is the last picture I posted on my Instagram as an actual post, not a story?
It's okay, the one with Pohai and Aliers.
We're also going to say the one with Pohai.
That is correct. And I did hear them decide that before you guys said your answer. So, point to both. Very good. Thank you for being observant and caring about my social media presence. Name a food, any food, that I don't like.
Chicken and squash.
Interesting.
Interesting. I will answer this one. Ali'i does not like her vegetables, but she'll eat a little asparagus here and there.
Can you give
lettuce,
me...
Lettuce. Okay, she'll take that shit out of every single meal. Or bell peppers.
Bell peppers. Okay, great. Both are correct. Chicken and squash, my dad makes often because we grow squash. They grow very large, and so he makes big pots of it, and I do not like it to this day. Since I was a child, I refuse to eat it. So, point. And I do take lettuce out of my sandwiches. I'll try to take it out of my tacos, but I have a really hard time, so I'll just, like, drown it in sauce.
It's because it's, like, shredded, you know? It's just hard for you. I get it.
And bell peppers are such a strong taste, whereas Sarah can eat them raw in a platter as her road trip snack.
That I can do.
What mixed drink, alcoholic mixed drink, can I not stand?
We don't know. We think it's rum and coke.
Okay.
This is hard.
We have multiple answers.
Yeah. We think it's a vodka cran.
No, vodka pineapple.
Vodka pineapple.
It is a rum and coke.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I mainly remember it from Kama having me try it and me thinking it was disgusting. Also, Tamanui having me try it and me thinking it was disgusting.
I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. Who would know it? Because I know Tamanui doesn't really pay attention. What brand of face wash? What brand of face wash do I use? And for Tamanui and Kaulana, it is in both of the showers that you shower in.
Hey, hitting.
But I don't think they look at it is the problem. I feel like one particular person on the girl side knows this for sure.
Okay, our answer is Curology, and I think that because Ono one time replaced the two black and white bottles of Curology with salt and pepper shakers, and I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. We're gonna go with CeraVe, however you say that, but for normal to dry skin.
Because you didn't like the oily one. And also, she did used to use Curology, but then she only uses the serum now.
The Grove Girls have just completely destroyed you guys with that question, with Sarah explaining why I don't use Curology anymore and which one I currently use, and specifically which one. So, what Sarah said is correct. I use CeraVe specifically for dry skin because I didn't like the oily skin one. You guys didn't need that, but they just threw that in. I use CeraVe. I use the Curology formula, but not the face wash. Kaulana, in our shower, it is front and center on the rack hanging on the shower head.
I use my own shit. I wouldn't know.
Okay. Don't be a sore loser. We tied.
All right. What are two of my biggest insecurities? And be careful this side with what you say. What are you laughing for?
Okay, so the first one is failing or letting people down. And then the second one is her height. Short.
Short. Okay.
Not that you need to change anything.
Thank you for the disclaimer.
We're disclaiming it. We have to.
The first one is your lips. I remember you stating it in one of our podcast episodes.
And then Pohai gave you a lip scrub.
That was one.
And then the second one is your weight, because you've been, you know, working on your fitness. He's my witness. You've been posting on Twitter. You've been letting everybody know that you've been working out and getting in shape. And Brandy has one more additional one, but just for funsies.
Ugly hula hands.
Wow, that one is creative. Okay, the girls get a point. And what was the first thing you guys said?
Yeah.
No, or the second one?
Height.
Okay, my height is definitely one.
Give them like 0.5.
Yeah, I'll give 1 point for... I'll give 1 point. Are you sure? Okay, okay. They're a little...
But you guys got half of it right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, 1 point for the girls. If you can name the full name of someone on the opposing team, you will get 2 points. First, middle, last.
Easy. Spell it right.
You have to spell it correctly.
Randy, you go.
Colonna, English, Solomon.
Loser.
What?
We don't know his English name.
We
name.
Don't know his English name.
Oh, my friend.
Okay, okay. They want you to spell it.
Spell who?
Colonna. Well, it was that you have to have it right, but the spelling counts.
Brandy, go ahead, dude.
Oh my gosh, why?
You're the only real Hawaiian out of all of us.
K-A-U-L-A-N-A, English, E-N-G-L-I-S-H, Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N.
She's not English.
I'm gonna pee.
We don't know any middle names.
Okay, oh my gosh. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give the girls half a point for spelling of of the first and last, but not the middle. The middle is David.
Oh, I was thinking like James English. Or David James. Or something.
English.
We were spot on.
Isn't it Kalana David in English? I mean Hawaiian.
That's Kavika.
Oh, never mind then. Oh, wrong.
Okay,
I would remember that.
Let's see who wants to take this one. Okay, Tamanui's gonna take it.
So we're gonna spell it first. S A R A H space J E S S I C A space B U R C H A R D R T.
That's incorrect. It's
incorrect. Very close.
It's incorrect.
No.
Mm-hmm. No R. D T.
My finger just pressed it up.
Tell me why you guys chose. Tell me why.
Because I don't know your middle name.
The hardest name out of the
group. Yeah.
We Alyssa goes by her middle name.
I go by Alyssa my Lee. Name.
Oh, Alyssa Lee.
Y'all are whack. Y'all are fake fans.
A blau.
Victoria Kanani Michiko.
Okay, so that's why we didn't choose you.
So none of us get a point.
I think we get a point. You missed it by us.
That's so funny.
You can't give it to them.
We can just
give it. You can give it to them because.
So we get 1.5.
All right, 1 point to you guys. And a half point to the girls. Okay, last question. Name as many places that I would like to visit that I haven't been to already.
Okay, there's a lot. Greece, Nashville, Japan, Barcelona, China, Singapore, Italy, New York, Oklahoma.
Shout out, Lainey.
New Orleans,
Paris.
London, and Paris.
So we have Greece, Italy, China, Japan. Japan for 7-Eleven because she wants to try the chicken karage. And then supposedly there's really good boba machines on the side of the road.
Thank you.
Extra point.
We also put China so that she could visit her people. Next is Cook Island so that she can see where Tamanui's family grew up. Tahiti, Australia. Not a big visit because she doesn't want to deal with all the poisonous animals.
I'm not counting Australia.
Rude. Alaska, Northern Lights, Paris, Ireland, and Florida is a big one because Harry Potter World and Disney World.
New York and...
Is it on your list? No. It's a good thing I picked the list because they added New York after they heard that. All right. What are the totals?
24 and 26.5.
Did we just win 2-2?
It looks like the girls have taken it by 2.5 points.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, take away the half point.
Take away the half point.
Then let's subtract the half point.
We know, Sarah. You freaking won still.
And let's subtract.
Why'd you say Beverly, only Sarah?
Let's subtract Beverly Hills. They still win 25-24.
That's just 1 point.
I feel like there's another question in there that we could look back on and readjust.
Please explain.
Okay, bye. We're gonna look at the- I'm going to go cry.
What is Sarah's done?
Well, it was nice.
Okay.
Don't
well,
cry.
Let me thank our three guests for joining us today. For making things a little crazy.
I heard you three guests wanted a Venmo if you guys had won. So since you guys lost, does that mean you're Venmoing us?
No, she's Venmoing you guys.
I always been uninformed about
I am currently unemployed due to COVID, so.
Thank you all for coming. There is no bonus question. The game is over. Okay. Anyway, yeah, thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for coming on.
I know.
This was so much fun.
Thank you to all my competitors for tuning in to another episode of Brown Sugar Hour and just letting us have fun with you all. Be sure to follow our Instagram at grove.girls where we share little moments of our friendship. We post when new episodes are up and ready to be listened to. Would anyone here like to plug their social media?
Yeah. Pohai KMT. Yes, no family follow me, please.
Pohaikmt, and that is for...
Pohaikmt at Instagram. Don't add me on Snapchat.
Okay. No one knew that was your Snapchat name until you said it.
It's not. It's embarrassing.
Okay, great. Next.
Well, I'm good.
You're good.
Low-key.
Okay, he said low-key. Next. Yeah.
Nobody would follow the boyfriend.
I wish a bitch would. Nah, I'm just kidding.
You go. Okay, so my Instagram, you know how to spell my name, Kalana and Solomon, but there's a period in the middle. So that's my Instagram. Kalana underscore S is my Twitter.
Thank you all once again. And we will catch you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.